This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Alan Ellis, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Easter weekend 2019. I want to wish everybody a happy holiday weekend, no matter what holiday you celebrate this weekend, or if you don't celebrate any. We never know who's in our audience, but I would like to say just have a good weekend. So for those of you headed out rock fishing today, please be aware that there's some weather in the area. It tends to be moving out from what we're seeing, I guess, right, Chris? And weather
Yes, it's clearing up. As the day progresses, it's going to clear out.
Yeah, I'm going to clear out a little more. So, but just be careful out there. Turkey hunters going out on the first weekend of turkey season, and the rock fishermen out there trolling up a storm for those big trophy rockfish. Well, you know, just be careful. It's dangerous out there from time to time. And, you know, just take a little caution. That's all. Just be aware of your surroundings. Kind of easy to figure that out. So, youth turkey season last week looked like it was a great success. We got a lot of pictures from kids and, even opening day starting on the 18th. I guess that was Thursday. Saw a number of pictures of turkeys that were taken around the state. So we're just glad to hear that the turkey season is starting off with a bang anyway. And so, yeah, that's where we are, rockfish and turkey season. And did get to do a little fishing yesterday. Went for hickory shad, my annual hickory shad trip. And, you know, we do it more than once. We try to anyway. And fished with Uncle Dale a little bit yesterday. We caught some fish. I think I hooked 16 or 17 and landed 7. I think I hooked 16 and landed 7 fish. So, you know, they are fun to catch. They're in the fast water and they're in a current. They fight, they jump, and sometimes you don't always land them. So yesterday was a good day. I had a good time. So, little shad dart, a little spoon, a little silver spoon, a little Nungesser, a little Kather spoon, a 2-aught, a 3-aught, or smaller, silver, gold. It didn't seem to matter. They were hitting the spoon more so than the dart. Caught a few white perch on the dart. I saw Dale caught a herring, I believe, on a dart, but I'm not sure. But hey, you tie the spoon on and then you go up the line, you make a little loop and you put your dart on up there. You put your dart on first, or, you know, and then tie the spoon on, slide up the dart as far as you want to make it, tie a surgeon's knot to hold that little dart on to the loop of the line, and so it's a nice little rig. The weight of the dart is, you know, on the kind of becomes the bottom lure, and the spoon flutters, you know, in the current. So it's very effective, very effective. So a lot of fun too. If you've never caught a hickory shad, you'll never go for freshwater trout again, unless you want to eat them, because those trout are, you know, they're the same size fish, or the shad are sometimes a little bigger, but boy, they fight like crazy, and they jump and they just have a good time. Uh-oh, somebody's texting me. Who is that? Let's see who that is. Hey, Chuck Spohr, back from Panama. So good for you, buddy. All right. I think we'll put that text on mute, and we will continue on. Not mute, but vibrate. So you're not hearing all the text messages I get from our listeners. If you'd like to email today, if you have any topics you'd like to talk about, or if you've heard about something and you want to email, maybe we'll talk about it. Hey, there's John B. 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com is our email address. If you'd like to reach me right here, I'm looking at the screen. I just got an email from our buddy John B. So, yeah, there you go. How about that? Well, John brings up something that few people know about. Hopefully, over 1,000 at this point. John signed up for the Maryland Hunting Coalition newsletter, and I made an announcement in that newsletter. And I'll get to John's email in a minute, but let me read it to you if I can find the newsletter here in my own email, because I didn't print out a copy of it. So here's what it says. Post-session newsletter, yeah. Well, we'll find it here in a minute. I did notify our board of directors and our panel of advisors, and I did notify all of our members, and if you're a member, then you've got the news if you read the newsletter, but here's what I said. Dear members, I've decided to step down as executive director of the Maryland Hunting Coalition. My life has changed dramatically since 2014 when the coalition was founded. Those life changes include getting married to Robin and moving to Easton from Baltimore County. I will reach my 65th birthday in May, and I still have many things I'd like to accomplish, a bucket list, so to speak, in both my family life and in our businesses. The many hours year-round spent overseeing all the aspects of the coalition do not allow me to allot the time I need to spend with my family and focus on our businesses. I'm very proud of our accomplishments over the past 5 years. We have defended and advanced our heritage of hunting and Second Amendment rights. We've done our best to protect our resources and live up to our mission statement. For the most part, we have accomplished our vision. What is the vision of the Maryland Hunting Coalition? I quote it here: to earn the reputation of dependability among hunters, wildlife managers, and lawmakers that identifies the Maryland Hunting Coalition as the foremost organization able to inform, inspire action, and become the guiding voice for hunters in Maryland. But it is time for me to step aside and hand the reins to another. I've also enjoyed the time spent together with our members at Blazing Camo Day, our benefits, and the annual hunting summit. And I have most appreciated your kind words and the financial support you have provided. That being said, decisions need to be made by the board of directors on moving ahead. The new leadership will need to come to the surface. Methods to raise funds need to be determined. The board of directors are having a conference call in the very near future. We had that Thursday night to chart the path forward. If any of our members feel compelled to work with the Maryland Hunting Coalition Incorporated as a volunteer in a leadership role, please contact us at info@mdhuntingcoalition.org. And that was my statement to our members. Chris, you got your newsletter.
Yes, I did.
Looks like John B. got his. I got mine, and I've heard from a number of our friends and supporters across the state. The director's conference call the other night was attended by several of our directors, so we will see what they decide. They're facing a couple challenges, moving forward, and they're going to consult with each other, and we'll see what happens in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say at this point.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Yeah, stay tuned. Well, you thoroughly enjoyed the benefit, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes. between the things that were being auctioned off and the food.
Yeah.
And just the fellowship. It was good.
Yeah, it's a good fellowship. It's a good organization. We do a lot for hunters. And like we said in the last several newsletters, a lot of what we do is done face-to-face with lawmakers. And you know, we're not, we don't shout about what we do behind the scenes, because when you're dealing with the lawmaker, you're, you know, you're extending or expending some political capital. And, you know, sometimes there are confidences. Sometimes there are things that you have said to lawmakers that you can't say to anybody. And it's not a big secret or anything like that. It's just you want to keep that confidence, you know.
And respect the situation. And
well, you respect the lawmaker. You respect, you know, his decision. And you respect, you know, you just, I guess what you do is you let your lobbyist do his work the way he does it.
And that's what they were hired for.
That's exactly right. So anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So, yep, Chuck got his. So, you know, the future is good. The right person comes along, and you know, they could take this to new heights, far far further than I could ever do it. So,
fresh eye,
mm-hmm. Yeah, fresh outlook. So, we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens. That's where we are. If any of our listeners out there, you know, would love to get involved or like to get involved, very simple. Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com, info at MDHuntingCoalition.org. Respond to the newsletter. You know.
Comment. Make your voice heard.
Make your voice heard. There's room.
It's all about participation.
Involvement, participation, mm-hmm. Dedication, you know, protecting hunting in Maryland.
And the Second Amendment.
Second Amendment as well. You know, we've said this before. We'll say it again. The Humane Society of the United States headquarters is in Maryland. Their stated mission is to end hunting in this country one state at a time. And they will do it by attacking such things as a bow fishing tournament for cow-nose rays. They will do it and are starting this campaign this week on ending a coyote contest. You know, coyotes are predator. Mm-hmm. Coyotes are, in the hunter's eyes, not necessarily helpful to other wildlife populations. Yeah, you know, they're almost an invasive species, but their spread and their range here in Maryland has been exploded in the last few years, you know. The question is, do they affect fawn recruitment for deer? Do they affect fawn recruitment for sika deer? Do they affect the wild turkey population? Do they affect the other populations of other fur bearers? Do they affect the rabbit population?
But then my next question is, what are they going to say when all of a sudden, you know, their little pet Fifi's outside 1 minute and gone the next?
Fifi, are you making a pejorative remark about a particular breed of small animal, like a toy poodle or Shih Tzu, maybe?
No, I'm just making a comment.
Or maybe a cat or a duck.
Yeah, but either way, or a pet rabbit or whatever.
Yeah, Fifi. Huh? What do you have against the French, Chris?
I'm sorry?
What do you have against the French?
Nothing. All right, so, maybe the dog's name is Sam.
Maybe the dog's name is Killer.
That's true, too.
You know.
But going against a coyote...
Oh, absolutely. No question. But I mean, I think the coyote does have a detrimental population, mm-hmm. You know, on things like bobwhite quail and, you know, mm-hmm. Other ground-dwelling birds and things like that. So, you know, not as much as a feral cat, however.
No, they're really bad.
Exactly. Let's talk to Miss Fran. Hey, Fran in Baltimore. How are you, girl?
Good morning. You know, I was so proud of you when you started this organization. And I want to say this morning. I'm just as proud of you stepping down as I was when you stepped up. You know, there comes a time when you have to use common sense and logic. I waited and waited it wasn't much I could do, but I tried to get more support for you, a better head count for you, money for you.
Yep.
But you know, you have to know when the odds are against you. When you started this organization, I know you knew the enemy was nearby, but I did not know if you knew that among your own camp, you'd have to be dealing with the fifth column, so to speak.
Well, you know, that's true.
Yes,
that's
yes.
true.
You see,
without getting into any details, that's true.
Yes, it is. Anyway, I want to say that, like I said, I'm so proud of you for having common sense to step down. You know, I used to, in my day, be a gambling person. Anyway, and when the odds are not in your favor, sometimes it'll come through, but most of the time it will not. And I want you to put yourself first. I want you to do your bucket list. I want you to enjoy life. You did these things for free. If they had have had the heart that I have, they would have bought you a truck so you could ride around in. There's a lot of things they would have done for you. But no, everybody just wants to stand back. But there comes a time. Don't stand in the forum like Caesar. Step down now. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. And Bill Miles, if I ever drop my head whenever I see you anywhere, it's not because of disappointment in you. It's because of my shame and embarrassment as a member of the hunting community. Thank you for everything. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Fran. Wow. Wow. I don't know what to say to that. I really don't. But Fran has been there since the beginning. And she often talks about, you know, when I made the announcement about forming a coalition about driving the bus, you know, I'm going to drive the bus. Well, driver's retiring. Reached the end of my route. So, let's talk about some of our great sponsors. I've seen most of them the last couple of weeks. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop first. Okay. That's the most recent visit. I was there Thursday. And Mr. Clyde had a concern that he shared with me and wanted to know what could be done about it. Has to do with handguns and picking up your handguns. And after I research it, maybe we'll talk about it a little more. But he also said the bad news is the fishing hotline is down. You know, the one we promoted for the fishing reports and so forth.
Yeah, the 247 fish.
Yeah, it is not in existence at this moment. It's down for the long term. They're using the line for something else. And, you know, the phone system has been updated two or three times since in the 60-some years that Clyde's has been there, as you can imagine. But they're using the line for something else. I don't know if it's a fax line or what it is now, but... The other thing, as far as the fishing report is concerned, you can always call them on a regular line. Somebody will tell you what's going on. You know, they got plenty of folks there that know. So that's the big thing. But what I wanted to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop was that they are ready for fishing season. There were a lot of folks in there getting ready for fishing. There were folks buying handguns. There were folks buying, you know, long guns in there when I was in there the other day. But, you know, they carry all the everything you need for the trolling part of this season for, you know, any of the trolling combos, rods, reels, and line, very reasonably priced. They'll put new line on your reel for you. They have all the trolling baits, you know, all the I don't know, what do you call them? Bucktails, umbrellas, spoons, parachutes, all that stuff, all the shad bodies, and so forth for catching those big trophy rockfish. And, of course, as we go on, then you've got, you know, not just rockfish, but perch, trout, bass, and all that stuff. And, of course, spring turkey season as well. And don't forget the Browning firearms. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number 1, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
I was also in Chesapeake Outdoors this week. Chesapeake Outdoors, you know, they were geared up for the not only turkey season, but right after Youth Day, and I asked John if anybody had gotten any turkeys. He sent me a couple pictures of a couple of youngsters from the area that took some turkeys. And so, you know, yeah, I'll tell you, if you want some quality turkey decoys, take a look at those Avian X decoys that they've got right there on top of the display. And of course, they got the shotguns and the shot and the camo and the boots and the whole thing. But the rockfish supplies were just out the door. They got racks and racks and racks of trolling baits and shad bodies. And, you know, somebody called, and guy says, oh, you want to re-spool your line? Well, that's 400 yards, right? And the guy goes, yeah. He goes, okay. Well, that's, you know, and he gave him a price, and it was all good. And so they can do that, you know, drop your reel off, and they'll fill it up for you. Rockfish tackle. Great crabbing season right around the corner. They got all that. Of course, the bows and arrows and so forth that we always talk about. But, you know, what I was most impressed with is when you talk to these guys about, you know, Pete is one of the guys that's a bow technician. Anything you want to talk to about bow hunting, you know, he's probably out there this morning bow hunting a turkey. We had an article in the Hunting Quarterly about bow hunting turkeys, and you know, he's the go-to guy. It's kind of a challenge now. If you don't want to shoot them with a gun anymore, go check it out. Where am I talking about? I'm talking about Chesapeake Outdoors, where all this stuff takes place. They're located at exit 39B off Route 50, and that's Dominion Road. You cross the bridge and watch for the exit numbers, 39B, Dominion Road. You get off, you go behind the Exxon, they're right there. You can see the big sign on the road, see the store from the road front right there. So, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. Everything for fishing, everything for hunting. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look sad. Here got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious, straight razor toting woman. Lord have mercy. Every
day before supper time. She'd go down by the truck patch and pick her a mess of pork salad and carry it home in a cold sack. Pork salad and you got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a-working on the chain gang.
So what's the shame part of this? Is it because her mother's working on a chain gang? You know, the mean razor-tooting woman. Or because the gator got her granny?
Probably because her mother was working on a chain gang.
Huh.
Mama was up to no good.
She was a mean razor-tooting woman.
Mm-hmm.
So why does toting a razor had anything to do with why she was behind bars?
Toting a razor?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, straight edge?
Yeah.
Yeah, those things are nasty.
Yeah, but you don't get arrested just for carrying a blade.
Well, she might have threatened somebody with one.
Or worse.
Well, that's true. She could have done a real-life Barber of Seville type thing. Or, I can't remember the play.
I would think more like Elena Bobbitt.
Oh, that... Okay, well, I'm not going to think about that. No, oh, Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney
Todd. Sweeney Todd. There you go, Sweeney Todd. You never know. Elvis never tells us.
No, he lets your mind.
Exactly.
Play.
Well, actually, it was who was it? Who did it first? Tony. Who did Poke Salad Annie first?
I don't know right off the top of my head, but I will.
Was
look.
It Elvis? Yeah, I can't remember his name. So.
It might have been Tony Joe White.
I think it was Tony Joe White. Not sure. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. There we go. I'm talking. Yeah. Oh, boy. Ah, that's what happened. Okay. Yeah, the newsletter. Google views our newsletter as spam sometimes. So if you didn't get your newsletter, check your inbox. Check your spam folder. Unfortunately, I get mine, but I don't have a... You know, what is it? Gmail website or email address. So who knows? But you, what you, yours is? You are you Gmail or are you Verizon or Comcast?
I'm. Well, it basically is Verizon. It's Yahoo.
Yahoo. Okay. Got it.
And I didn't have a problem. It came right up. It didn't go.
Yeah. No. Mine does
like
too. And so we'll see. Yeah. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I guess the turkey hunters are probably in the woods. You know, they got to get in there a little bit before daylight because, you know, I think legal shooting time is 5:50-something. I don't know. But what I'm hearing from the turkey hunters that I know, and I'm supposed to go next week or the week after up to Washington County. We'll see. I got to get in touch with our buddy Bobby Dutrow. What I'm hearing is that, you know, you don't need to do a lot of calling. If you're anywhere within earshot of a bird, if you've, you know, roosted a bird or you know there's birds in the area, if you just respond quietly to their opening gobble when they're on the roost, Rich Beal down at Clyde's was telling me. He said he saw a bird. He thought it was a bird in a tree about 250 yards away in the gloom. I think he went out and put it to bed or, you know, put them on the roost or watched where they roosted the night before and got there the next morning and he was about 250 yards away across the field. And he said this bird gobbled and he called real quiet to it and laid the call down. He had his decoys out. And he said a bird gobbled again, and when it flew off the roost, it sailed down to half the distance. And he said he watched it, you know, coming through, and he looked, and he said he saw it look around a tree like that, give it the old sideways look, and saw the decoys and ran to the decoys. And a young man from I think it's Queen Anne's County, a fellow by the name of Zach Brown, he has a video of his birds coming in, and the hen comes. Two hens are feeding in the field. They come out and they attacked
the hen decoy. I mean, pecked at it for like 10 minutes and then went on to feed, and they heard a hen yelp in the woods.
Okay.
A real one. You know, they were calling. They heard a real one yelp in the woods, and they just waited, and here comes two long-beard gobblers out of the woods with the hen behind them. You know, they're not chasing the hen. They're leading the hen, two long-beards. And one of them tries to mount the hen decoy in the field, and the other one's strutting,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're kind of doing this synchronized, you know.
Their dance.
Well, yeah, but I mean, both long-beards.
Okay.
And one's strutting and one's walking, and one finally steps clear, and that was it for him, so.
Lights out.
Lights out. Yep, number five's Winchester Turkey XR Turkey Slammer Whammer or whatever kind of ammo they're using. You know?
Either way, didn't stand a chance.
It worked. Yeah, it worked well, and the turkey, you know, took a dirt nap. So 410 WCBM 680 410-922-6680. We heard from Harry Hornick last week, our Chesapeake Bay. Striped bass expert said that the bulk of fish have spawned. They're on their way out, so we don't know what the trophy season is going to bring. Maybe if somebody's out there and catches a fish, or, you know, lets us know before the end of the show. We'd like to hear what's going on that. Snakehead fever has invaded the eastern shore. Snakehead fishing has been, like, insane. If you're going and you want to use live bait, I've heard from several sources that these black salty shiners, like Clyde cells and some other cell, that's the way to go for the snakeheads. Can't keep them in stock. And we're talking 20, 30 snakeheads a trip. You know, and these are decent fish. So
mm-hmm.
there's a fish if you want to eat. From what I understand, they grow fast and they're good to eat. So.
And apparently they put up a good battle, too.
Apparently they do, yeah. A lot of guys are using little plastic shads on them,
mm-hmm.
Baby bass color type of things. Some people are using topwater lures like buzz baits in dark colors. Some people are using chatter baits. You know, anything that makes some kind of an annoying noise on top or under the water. There's a new bobber system. It's a kind of a clacker bobber. You put a minnow on it and you reel it, and mm-hmm. the beads clack against the bobber, and, you know, they can't stand the noise, so they
attack it.
I saw that at Chesapeake Outdoors, you know. So, I mean, if you're into the snakeheads, you know, check with your local tackle shop because they can help you out a little bit. So it's a new craze sweeping Maryland.
I was about to say, the stories I heard at the benefit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was just like, I can't tell you the last time I've been fishing, but it's like, that sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, the Blackwater area and all those river systems mm-hmm. on that side.
They're just loaded?
Yeah, just loaded up. The Potomac area, of course, there's guys out there that have made a living out of, you know, buying a 20-foot, 24-foot boat and outfitting it with lights to bowfish at night. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, there are trips out there and captains are going. I mean, it's, you know, it's like the bass fishing craze of the late 80s, early 90s, only it's for another predatory fish, you know. And you keep them and eat them.
Yeah.
You don't throw them back.
No.
So
that's the worst thing you want to do.
That's, well, so we'll see. Have we had any calls this morning yet?
No, not. Oh, well, other than Fran, that was it.
Other than Fran, I mean, yeah.
No, we haven't gotten anybody else.
It's a busy day. It's a holiday weekend. It's opening day of turkey season. So we know people, well, opening weekend, it was Thursday. So we know there's people out there, you know, their eyes are all, you know, they're
all glazed over.
Glazed over, you know, trying to get the turkey woods. You know, people are rock fishing for sure. And everybody should be keeping an eye on the weather, just saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'll tell you what, that weather coming in yesterday on the front.
Oh, my God.
We had the full moon. We got there, the moon was still up, and we had the full moon, which is good for fishing, by the way. I don't know if you know that or not, but
no,
the tidal influence of a full moon is good for fishing. You know, full moon and new moon are both really, really good on two or three days on either side of the full moon or the new moon. It's really good fishing times. So we got there and the moon was up, and Dale was downstream. I didn't see him for probably an hour and a half when he came back up. But I fished at one particular spot, and you know, the fish were biting a little bit, but then they weren't, and then they did, and then they didn't. So, but I had a good day. But I'll tell you what, the hickory shad have not spawned yet. So we caught some really, really big females in nice shape, beautiful fish, and we caught some bucks, some males, and you know, everything was real active. But you know, in front of that storm, they were really, really active.
They were on the move.
Yeah, I mean, that's when that's it. So, oh, did you get this comment from Sparky?
I haven't had a chance to take a look.
Oh, we need to write a follow-up to Poke Salad Annie.
Okay. Has she come up with a title yet?
No.
No. Okay. Uh-uh. So she's giving this this idea, no, but she doesn't have anything to get the ball rolling.
No.
Okay.
I'm sure we could come up with a storyline.
Okay.
I mean, where do you start, you know?
Pull something out of the song and build on it. Out of Pork Salad.
How do you top it? Gator got her granny and her mother's on a chain gang. And the girl goes down and pulls pokeweed for a salad.
Daddy had to do something. Daddy was...
Maybe Daddy's the reason... Maybe the demise of Daddy is why Mommy's in the chain gang.
Maybe Daddy was making some moonshine.
Who knows what Daddy was doing? I don't know if we talk about
it. He was... visiting somebody other than Pork Salad's mom.
You never know. You never know. Maybe we could get a little, you know, do we do a prequel or a sequel to Poke Salad Annie?
Well,
I mean, look, you look on Netflix and you see some of the stuff that's on there, and you know, some of these Netflix movies. I mean, they're probably as complicated of a plot and as murderous of a plot as, mm-hmm. as anything. So maybe we should start a Netflix series on Poke Salad Annie. Or somebody like it.
Yeah.
Some.
I could picture that.
I mean, if you ever watch Tin Star or Ozark or any of those things on...
I cannot remember the name of the movie. It had Paul Newman in it, and he was working on the chain gang.
Cool Hand Luke?
Thank you.
You couldn't remember Cool Hand Luke?
Hey, we've got
sound from Cool Hand Luke in there
in
the show element.
I'm just so tired.
Oh.
I didn't get a chance to go to bed.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just a little tired. Been here since 11 o'clock.
So you didn't get any nap yesterday?
No, did not.
Yeah, sorry to hear that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so you're on fumes, basically.
Pretty much. Except, I must say, that the adrenaline kicked in, and it's going to be a little downturn, and then I'll pick it up in about 15, 20 minutes.
I challenge three people to call Chris and keep him busy right now and wake him up. 410-922-6680. I don't care what you call about. You can scream in the phone, "Wake up, Chris!" 410-922-6680.
Tell me your favorite recipe for your rockfish. Or what are you going to have for Easter tomorrow?
There you go. Yeah, sure. Yeah, there you go.
What are you cooking? How are you going to cook it?
I'm having rockfish stuffed with snakehead.
That sounds pretty darn good.
Well, you've heard of a turducken, right?
Yeah, why not?
You know, so you stuff a duck. I mean, you stuff a turkey with a duck stuffed with a chicken, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why not a rockfish snakehead?
Crab imperial.
With crab imperial in the middle. That'd be good. That'd
there
be
you
good.
Go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A
little sautéed butter on the top. And then stick it under the broiler for a minute or two. Mm. Just get that little bit of brown skin. Get a little bit, just a tad crunch on there.
Mm-hmm.
Served with some mashed potatoes.
Robin made shrimp chalet last night.
Ooh.
That was good. She put hers over rice, mine over rice cauliflower. Mm-hmm. Really good.
They're very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very good.
Oh, yeah. Yep, So we had some good meals this week. We went away for a day or two in the beginning of the week and just kind of escaped and, you know, got our income tax taken care of on Monday. That was so much fun.
Yes.
You know, and it really wasn't that horrible, but.
But still, it's the hassle of having to sit down and do it. Whether you do it early in the season or at the very end, it's just a pain in the bottom.
It is, no question. No question about that.
Because invariably, you always find something that's like, I'm missing this. And then you rip the house apart looking for it.
One little getaway spot we went to, we were not very happy. So we exited early. We got out of there a day early and we went somewhere else. And that worked out even better. So
good.
Yeah, it was nice little getaway. So been everywhere this week, though. Just all over the place. A couple states. You know, finding some new customers, some new clients, talking to some new people, which is good for the business, you know.
So it was a recreation business trip combo.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of. And, you know, this, you know, Holy Week is, you know, I'm a little low key that week, usually. Mm-hmm. So, but when you're in business for yourself,
You're constantly working.
Exactly.
There's never a day of rest, really.
No. And our listeners have been so responsive today. They won't even call to wake you up, which is detrimental to this conversation. So nobody's telling me they killed a turkey. Nobody's telling me, you know, what they want to do for rockfish. Nobody said they caught a snakehead. I'm doing everything I can to inspire somebody to call. I know what we'll do.
And what shall that be?
I think you asked for recipes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's ask for recipes for small critters.
There you go.
Like doves. You know, how do you treat, if you go dove hunting, you take your limit of doves, 15. Mm-hmm. How do you treat the dove breast, chipmunks. I mean, it takes, you know, at least a dozen to make a nice meal.
It's like eating chicken wings. You got to eat like three dozen.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
To feel like you've got something
in
your stomach.
Look, what's the difference? Somebody, you know, if you're going to eat chicken wings, okay, what's the difference? I mean, it's still a small bite, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why not?
2 bites at the most.
On a chipmunk?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they're a little... I think I'd probably... I don't know what I'd do with chipmunk.
Because I think... You know,
mean, you could fry them like a squirrel, but, you know, you just got to be... Oh, probably... Yeah. A little small.
Yeah.
But guess what? People have existed on those things forever. People have existed on whatever they can exist on.
Exactly. I mean, there was this one show on a particular network where they dropped 2 people out in the middle of nowhere, and they have very few supplies, maybe a fire starter, maybe a knife, definitely a map. And
did they have clothes on?
No.
Naked and afraid.
There you go. And to see what they have to eat. And I think there was one, the one I saw last night, was a vegetarian, and eventually she ended up eating meat because she needed the protein.
Yeah. I gotcha. Yeah, that coconut milk doesn't go a long way towards your protein needs for the day, I don't think. Hey, Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge has the most delicious fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads on the Eastern Shore. Stop in and see the selection or grab some at the drive-thru. And you know what? Breakfast at Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge is served from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day today, Saturday. That's right. When I'm on Route 50 heading to or from the fishing grounds or the beach, my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or a sandwich or a fresh cup of hot coffee. I just look for that big donut on the side of the bakery, that big pink frosted donut, the chocolate donut on the highway sign, and even after your morning adventure, from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch. Your hosts are Dave and Gina Levy. They're trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery, located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think about that big donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Mouthwatering Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello and grab a donut And maybe you'll see Robin and me there. You never know.
Still got the wet weather around through your Easter Sunday, but we are looking drier by midweek. Still a chance for a shower early on this Saturday. Otherwise, we're mostly cloudy for the rest of today. Warm and dusty, highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. Mostly cloudy, still windy tonight. Chance shower, especially overnight, low 50s. Now, we're mostly cloudy for Easter Sunday. A chance for occasional showers. Don't let that ruin your Easter egg hunts. Highs, low 60s. I'm Todd Bork, the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, you know, this is the last spring that Papa John's will be in business there in Severn. So if you like having pretty flowers around, or you enjoy gardening, I like to recommend Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn. They're just off I-97. Papa John's greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. Get yours before they're gone. Annuals by the pack or flat, perennials by the pot, bedding plants, planters, and hanging baskets, too. Colorful pansies and patience, petunias, and much, much more. And they even carry the proven winner specialty plants. That's a brand, by the way. Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants ready to plant in your home garden. Tomatoes and squash and onions and watermelon, cantaloupe, even hot peppers and herbs. Papa John's Farm is located off I-97 at exit 12, 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. Just drive right to the greenhouses and make your selection or give them a call at 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden or for your church. Easter is tomorrow, so that would make a trip there imperative today. Mother's Day coming soon, too, May 12th. Call 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schillinger, Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, let's talk to John, my buddy John in North Carolina. How are you, John?
How you doing? And I wanted to wish you a happy and holy Easter.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I really had a comment or relate a story. I finally got around to doing something with a rifle that I'd not done before, and I know we're pushing the clock.
A little bit.
Had it rebarreled.
Really?
The 243 barrel been on there for about 15 years since I bought it.
Right.
And it's a Savage with a barrel nut, so it's not a real big deal.
Right.
Although I did not do it myself. I thought about it, and from every story I read, and including what my gunsmith told me, the first time you take those things off, it's difficult.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And, he said they're all bad. I soaked it for 4 days in liquid wrench, and he said, well, it was still bad. You know, as I said to him, I guess, well, if it was that good, how'd they keep it in a can?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I took a 243, changed it to a 6.5 Creedmoor, because I target shoot at 300 yards all the time.
Right.
And put a heavy barrel on it. So now it's no longer a hunting gun. It's just a range queen.
Yeah. Nice.
24-inch, it's a straight taper. It's a beast.
Yeah, it sounds like a beast. I just bought a 308. I've always wanted a 308. And we're an FOI, friend of the industry, with Benelli, Franke, Stoger. And they offered one to the FOI and 308. It's a new momentum rifle from Franke. So it's got a threaded barrel. You know, I can put a flash suppressor on there if I want, a thing on screw and thing on the end of the barrel if I want to do that.
Yeah, so. Threaded muzzle brake.
Muzzle brake. That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, and so I'm looking for one of those, and looking forward to shooting that, putting some optics on it here later in the year, and seeing what happens with that. So.
Well, I'm sure you're going to enjoy it, Franz.
Oh yeah,
great products.
Indeed, I have the 20 gauge semi-automatic shotgun. So. All right, buddy. Get out, stay out, stay safe, John. Have a happy Easter.
You too.
Bye-bye.